Hello and welcome to Space City Nerd. This is episode 1-4 meme. I mean 1-14.
God damn.
You mean 1-4 ye.
1-4 or I don't one know. Ye. What the fuck?
Ye ye meme.
Ye ye.
It fits perfectly because returning to the podcast is Andrea.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's her name,
no
right?
One your knows name me is by that name.
Well, it's your Skype name, so oh, Andrea is on here.
Whatever.
You have to roll the R, Ryan.
I can't roll R's. I'm Asian.
Andrea.
Try it. Say it. Try it. Andrea.
I like gargle on my own spit when I try to.
That sounds disgusting. Please don't do that to my name.
All right.
Hey, when I try it, I'm gargling something else. Andrea.
Ew.
Gargling on my own.
Phone. Please stop saying my name now. That's disgusting.
I think I ruined like your full name.
I think I am changing my name officially.
What would you change your name to?
I don't know, something obnoxious.
You'd be so goth and Mexican that you'd call yourself like the Belula or something.
The Belula?
No, dude,
what the hell is the bat?
That means dragonfly.
Okay. All right, I'll take y'all word for it.
I'm changing my name to Chicoche.
Chicoche. Oh.
That's like an old, like, I don't know if he was jokey or not.
Yeah, he was jokey.
Not like a comedian.
No, he was just naturally jokey.
Yeah, he was like the stereotypical like 80s nerd, but he would do what's known as like Mexican cumbias.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dressed up as like a nerd. But they were good. They were good. And then he died.
Oh, why do the good ones have to die?
So I'm joined by, like I said, Andrea.
Shut up.
And Ryan.
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 See, don't do that to my name. I didn't butcher your name. Don't butcher your name. I was gonna say, I was like, don't butcher your name with your Latinness. But basically, I'm Filipino, and our history is almost synonymous with y'all's.
You might as well be Mexican.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I mean, we're super Catholic. Got taken over by Spain. We've got freedom. Got screwed over a bunch of times. Our indigenous people is like living in the mountains. Same thing.
No, I'd say Ryan, like Filipinos are more Central Americans, like Hondurans or Guatemalans.
Maybe, yeah.
They can't reach the glory that is Mexicans.
No one can.
Whatever, I'm Asian. I'm like the best race.
Can you math?
Yes. Ish.
36 times 142.
Huh?
Yeah, see?
Whatever, dude. Can you make tamales?
Yes, I can.
Okay, god damn it.
Yeah, he got you there.
Oh, man. It's gotten racist so fast.
This is
welcome
a racial
to Space City Nerd podcast.
No racial, people. But it's okay because we're all minorities.
Yeah. If Sean and Rex were here, they can't talk.
They can't.
Yeah, this is a SCM, Space City Minorities. I actually just came back from another show. Broken Frames invited me to come on, and I think I totally like embarrassed them. What's up?
Well, what did you do?
So they were talking about going to Sherwood Forest Fair or whatever.
Is that like, that's like fake Ren Fair. I'm sorry, Sherwood. I've never been to Sherwood.
that's like mid Texas Ren Fest.
Yeah, but it's nowhere as good as our Ren Fest, right?
I don't know.
I've never been, okay. But they were talking about how they wanted to go camping and accuse white people of loving Renfest and camping. And then they were like, yeah, but this year, but at Sherwood, you have to join a clan. And then I'm like, yeah, like the KKK, right? And they're like, no.
Oh, God.
And they're like, no, we're all grouped up into different like bunches. And I'm like, what is it? Like white, black, Hispanic, Asian?
No, it's whites and others. No, wait. So wait, you have to join a clan to? So first of all, I don't
so
go camping.
Fucking odd.
Huh?
I guess you have to. Did you watch that Role Models movie?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
I'm guessing it's kind of like where you have to do the LARPing thing, where you have to join a certain kingdom or whatever.
Oh,
I
want
to sleep and stay the night so I can be up and early to get drunk and shitty, and then go back to my tent and then get drunk and shitty in my tent. Isn't that the whole point of, you know, camping at Renfest?
I thought the point of going to Renfest and sleeping over the night was to get high of shrooms and like trip out hardcore while having orgies.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna talk. I mean, that goes without saying. I'm just.
I mean, I've never been, but I've been told.
Yes.
That's part of, you know, Renaissance overnights, orgies and shrooms and everything. So, also I embarrassed them because I made, like, one of them was talking about going to Dickens on the Strand, and I said I've never been, and I was like, "What is it? You just stick out the tip of your penis on the Strand?"
Yes.
And then they're like, "What?" And then they got it. They're like, "Oh, Dickens on the Strand." And then we went on a whole.
Oh man.
So I accidentally went on Dickens on the Strand. I think I was like just hanging, visiting my wife and girlfriend at the time. Family used to live there, and we were just like wandering around after I, like, you know, hung out with her family. And I'm like, "What's all these things going on the Strand? Why are all these people dressed up? I'm scared."
I think that's how I felt about anime conventions whenever I first walked into one.
I'm scared.
Oh, shut up. Right away, you entered and, like, your eyes grew big.
This is my
and...
people.
No, I was really scared for my life.
You cried. You, like, you kneeled down on the floor.
Was it a big... I'm not gonna, you know, single you out and say which con, but is it a big con or a small con?
No, it was a small con, like, in South Padre.
What?
Yeah, they had, like, this small con. It was weird.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, now you're an anime pro.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Yeah, you know all the words. You know what waifu means and anhero and all that good stuff.
You know how to do the dances.
Yeah, you got
to
do that. Dances, man. The para-para dances.
Caramel dances and the para-para.
Yeah, the para-para. Hey, did you used to play para-para paradise? Because I used to play a shit ton of that.
I fucking, like, sucked at it.
You're an Asian, so that's why you played all those rhythm games.
Yeah, that's why
you're,
like, pro at old, like, video games.
It's funny because I can be like, "Hey, Ryan, that's cool. You can play all these, like... you know, rhythm games really well," and they're like, "Hey, let's go dance," and you're like, "I don't know how to dance."
Yeah, no, I could move my hands really fast, but that's not from dancing. That's from night. whatever. Everyone makes fun of me. I was like, I met my wife through DDR, but whatever. It's basically that's the story.
What a fucking nerd.
Shut up. Shut up, anime pro.
Shh, no one has to know that.
I'm kind of talking about anime, like, nerds and stuff. Jeez. Man. So last weekend was Thanksgiving, and that was everybody fared well during Thanksgiving.
I didn't really do much. I actually went to work for half a day and then went home and played Fallout.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Shopping.
Oh yeah, no. I thought about shopping, but then I looked at my bank account. And I was like, maybe that's not a good idea. I'm gonna wait for Monday, and then I didn't do it Monday either. So I got drunk instead.
There's deals on Cyber Mondays. I didn't.
Yeah. Find... Well, I saw a TV that I wanted, but then I was like, do I really want that?
Was it 4K?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't buy it?
No. I don't have an official address right now, so I don't know.
How are you gonna, like, see your waifus in high definition 4K?
I don't know, man. I'm gonna start a Kickstarter for people to buy me things because apparently that's a thing now.
That's
just webcam stream.
A GoFundMe, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
No, get on Twitch and, like, talk to people, and then you'll get money.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Twitch. That's a thing.
Look here. This is what we'll do. I'll play the games, and then you get in the little camera in the corner.
Yeah, but you see, like, if I do that, then you have to get a part of it, and I'm not about that lifestyle.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, I can. Dre ain't gonna share no profit with no Jesus.
I can hustle my own money.
Yeah.
Then she, like, she gets on and plays games. She's awful at them, and, you know, I'm just trying to make you look good because you need me to look good.
Well, exactly, and that's the whole facade of it. You're making me look bad as you're trying to make me look good because I'm not good at video games, but you're pretending that I am.
You know what you can do? You can try to build fucking Gundam models on stream, and people will watch that shit.
Oh.
She's not good at that either, though.
Yeah.
No, like, there's a lot of people stream, like, fucking Bob Ross is, like, on Twitch all the freaking time. And
what? Really?
Yeah.
What's his fucking account?
No. Someone, like, has, like, the Bob Ross channel basically going there. And
yeah, and people are like...
He's dead.
Yes.
Why would he have...
I'm not keeping up with Bob Ross's life.
No, but, position. Like, the chat is fucking phenomenal. Like,
he's a meme, though. You should be keeping up with memes.
Like, if if he puts like a blob of paint on the canvas, everyone goes, it's ruined, ruined, ruined. And then when he makes it into like a tree, then we're like, it's saved. The fucking chat's amazing. Or get
wrecked. I think a lot of us are pretty tipsy while we're recording this, so.
Yeah, I drank some vodka. Yeah.
Andrea had like a 4% pale ale, so she's pretty wasted after that 4% pale ale.
Hey, merchant.
Hey. I actually did some shopping on Friday. My wife and I actually, we were like, hey, I'm curious to see what the mall looks like because we live next to
you. Like, oh, God!
No, we went, okay, there's a bridge that goes over 45, and right after that is where the mall area is. We went over that bridge, and then we saw the traffic, and we tried to turn around as soon as possible. It took us 20 minutes to do that turnaround. Luckily, we live right next to the mall, so after that, we didn't have much traffic or anything. But I did end up buying the MLG No Scope Pro Gamer chair, which I cannot wait for it to come by.
I'm talking about that chair. That better be a damn good chair.
I'm excited. No, it's got like, dude, it comes with headrest and lumbar support.
Damn. My lumbar better be so supported that it's no longer depressed if I fucking sit in that chair.
It's adjust. It's like a little cushion that you can adjust along your lumbar.
All right.
You know you're getting old whenever you start worrying about your lumbar support.
You know you're getting old when you're excited about a chair.
Yeah, exactly. Think about that. Think about super your life choices right now.
That Homer's brother bought for him in The Simpsons.
It's basically that.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. No, because I can already see like some 13-year-old playing Minecraft and trying to stream, and then he saves up like in his allowance and convinces his parents that he'll turn into like a streaming star because he buys his chair. And I could see him excited too, like, I'm gonna get my chair. You know?
I'm gonna get my chair. Oh my God.
I'm gonna be so cool in front of everybody.
My followers are gonna love it.
It's gonna look like I'm sponsored or something, you know.
Oh, everyone's worried about getting sponsored nowadays.
But who sponsors them anyway? Like who sponsors like Markiplier?
I don't know, man.
What company? What a fucking CEO! I'm sitting there and I'm like, we need the streamers.
I don't know, but I mean, dude, like PewDiePie. Like,
oh, Disney bought his ass.
Yeah, $500 million. Yeah. Jesus Christ! Mm-hmm. But
now he also has like a, and then like Sony gave him a controller and a cake. I saw it on my feed. I'm like, why? Okay, whatever.
Sidra, that's why you have to help someone make you good at gaming while you stream.
But, you know, like, I've tried gaming and stuff, but, you know, it just makes me really, 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 really fucking anxious and really angry that I literally destroy things. That's
maybe
why
you
I
played
stopped.
The wrong game. Maybe you should, yeah. Like, you know.
You should play on Friday nights with us.
No, she'll get angry.
No, like, when we're all drunk, it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I tried. Okay, so I went to Neil's last night and I tried playing Mario Kart.
Oh, okay. She tried playing Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have a license, so she fell off the bridge a lot.
Yeah. Or play Star Road.
Yeah. She has been disconnected for now. We'll get her back in a little bit. But
so you just turned around and you didn't. But where did you buy your stuff? Did you actually went to a store or did you just get it all online?
Oh, the chair?
Well, the stuff you bought on Friday.
No, that's the only thing I bought.
Okay. All right.
I only bought the chair, and then later on a liquor store that we frequent, NASA Liquor, that has some amazing stuff. They had the Bourbon County beer premiering.
Okay. Yeah, you also called me, and then you were like, hey, there's some Japanese whiskey. And I'm like, how much? I'm like, yeah, no. No.
Apparently, he was telling me that Sotheby's or whatever, the auction house,
yeah,
they actually sell those for hundreds of dollars, like, or thousands of dollars, excuse me.
The what? The,
whenever,
oh, really?
Those bottles. Yeah, because they have a special series called the Card Series.
Mm-hmm.
And the Card Series, whenever they do that stuff, you cannot get it. It's basically the Pappy Van Winkle or 12 or whatever.
Damn.
And so now he got a hold of three bottles. Not of the Card Series, but of the Lesser Series.
Mm. Which is still pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah. It's peated single malt Japanese whiskey.
Mm. Ooh.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to try that.
What's the one with the snake and the scorpion?
Three penis wine.
A snake and a scorpion?
Three penis wine.
Yeah, like they ferment the alcohol with like snakes and like scorpion poison, and they leave it there.
That's seriously like ghetto Asian wine.
I know. Like,
yeah, but it's like.
It's like plum inside and shit. I've seen it. I don't drink no shit.
She's saying, okay, that's basically like what it really is you're drinking the formaldehyde that's conserving the animals.
Yeah, you're drinking like the regular. You're drinking death, Drea. You might like that, though, but.
Yeah, and I think I'm into that. I am really into that. Yes, that is so goth.
I am drinking this animal's annihilation.
I am drinking death.
What about three penis wine?
What's that?
They put the penis of like a cow and a camel and like a snake or something in a wine bottle.
Where do you find that? And they
ferment it. China.
I don't think the FDA will let that. Let's
China figure it out.
Space Center goes to China and drinks three penis wine. I would watch that. I'll not watch that. Actually, I'll be part of that.
Let's do a live stream of that. I'm down.
Yeah, I was like trying to go through like the Chinese like roads, get like go turn to like this like dark shitty little like hall, and then walk down like this like old like 800-year-old dust of a man going, here you go, this is three penis wine.
Or if not, we could just do the ghetto version and like go grab like some red wine from the gas station and put in like a bull penis and like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a pig penis.
Yeah, let's go to the butcher shop and goes, your finest penis, please.
Three of them. Three, please.
Three only. From different animals, because I am not a farmer.
So at the end of the day, I on Monday actually did go shopping for a little bit because they had some cool clothes and stuff I needed. Finally got my Stormtrooper Astros hat that I had been dying to get. Mm-hmm. So now I totally look fashionable. Or whatever.
Okay.
And then JCPenney's, I know it's like, oh, JCPenney's, but JCPenney's had Star Wars stuff on sale, and I couldn't resist. I got a Star Wars tie.
Okay. What's on the tie?
It's Boba Fett.
Okay.
Like shooting flamethrowers and all that. That's my power tie now.
It's your power tie.
Whenever I have a business meeting, I'm just gonna wear that one and be like, just tap on the tie. Yeah. Like I will bounty hunt your ass.
Oh, what if the other guy has a Sarlacc tie?
Is that whenever you start like a battle of ties and whoever? Yeah.
No, because I'm just gonna be like, oh, that looks like a vagina in your tie.
And then he eats you, or your tie.
Yeah. Oh man.
He lives though, so never mind. He lives.
You know what's funny though? It's like I was looking at I passed by the jewelry section, and I'm like, oh cool, look, they have Star Wars jewelry, and I went and checked it out. They had something that I swear you could find a Hot Topic. It was just a leather band with a small stainless steel First Order symbol. $170.
That, yeah, a JCPenney?
Yeah.
That, yeah. I would have looked at that and laughed.
I did. I honestly did. I mean, there's this other place, Box Lunch, that I was talking about. They have jewelry from an artist named Han Cholo.
Oh, yeah.
Who actually does a lot of, like, 80s inspired or 80s licenses. He's got, like, the Voltron sword on a pendant and stuff like that. He's got a bunch of, like, G.I. Joe stuff where he's got, like, Destro's mask as a medallion on a chain and stuff. But for Star Wars, he's got like Han Solo frozen in carbonite as like a necklace. But those things only reach like $70.
Damn.
So I mean, like, I totally laughed at that JCPenney price.
Well, freaking just a wrist. What's the First Order thing made out of? Gold?
No. Silver? Stainless steel.
Stainless steel and the labor of Asians. That's what.
Like, labor honestly, of Asians does not cost $170.
Like honestly, I would find these things at like the plazas in Mexico that they would sell you for you for like $3.
Yeah, that's true.
If the labor of Asians cost $170, I would be a richer man.
Well, I mean, it's not for them. Yeah. It's for the company that hires them.
It's for Disney.
That's fucked up, man.
That's...
So earlier, Drea mentioned how goth she is, and which really means how immature she is and how she can't really grasp.
Shut up, mom. This life. Is not a phase. I'm an adult goth, okay?
What is an adult goth?
You know those people that go to numbers and they just kind of like dance, pretend to dance around? Yeah, that's me.
So it's basically like a furry, right?
No.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
She's not a furry.
No. Right.
Okay. It's basically like a juggalo.
No. That's terrible too.
What's the difference between a juggalo and a goth? They both wear dark clothes. A lot of them paint their faces white with black.
It's Faygo.
Also, do goths have a bell cry like whoop whoop? No.
No, we don't.
Okay. See, that's a difference.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, they don't have a bell cry.
I mean,
but they both have horrible music.
Hey, you're gonna go see the fucking Cure. Shut the fuck up.
I never thought Cure was being a goth band. I just
they're like a milestone to goth music. Okay.
I think
they're in love with Friday.
Well, yeah. So what?
Yeah. So what? Who cares? It's The Great and Friday. TGIF.
Oh, so okay.
Like, are they in love with that restaurant?
Yes.
When okay, first of all, when was TGIF established?
The restaurant?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Hold on.
They're after The Cure.
Oh my god.
Oh, 19. Hold on. We're gonna do this.
Oh god.
1965. Oh, holy shit.
Really? Where at? Fridays?
Yeah. Yeah. So this outdates The Cure.
Oh, so it was TGIF for The Cure.
So maybe
it's a love song to TGIF. I never thought about that. I'm going to have to analyze that song a little bit further.
They're just grateful about the Robert Smith is born in 1959. I just looked it up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so his parents took him to TGIF.
And he was just, like, oh, man.
Dude, this is fucking Illuminati shit right here.
He's he's in love with their endless apps.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I love this. Friday, I'm in love. God damn it.
It only makes sense.
Oh, man. Is there an opening act?
Why
Muse and Imagine Dragons.
Why haven't TGIF sponsored The Cure for tours and stuff? I don't understand this. It only makes sense.
Wait. It's totally going to be Imagine Dragons, the openers.
Oh, fuck that. Oh, man. Imagine that crowd. Half Imagine Dragon fans and half Cure fans.
I think I will kill myself.
And then they do a mashup, you know?
Oh,
Radioactive Friday.
Oh. My God,
radioactive pictures of you.
Radioactive lullaby.
Please don't.
Radioactive love song.
Okay, all of those song titles sound like really shitty industrial bands. Just saying.
Who would be this worthy opening love the song? Please, we're on tour. Can you buy some CDs?
Who would be worthy of opening for The Cure?
I don't know, man. That's a really good question. I'm actually wondering who is going to open for The Cure here in Houston.
Where's it going to be at?
It's going to be Toyota Center. All right.
That's the day before my birthday, so we're using this as a birthday celebration.
Right, that's fine.
Even though I'm only into it because of nostalgia, not because I'm goth.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much. I will wear black to that Cure concert because then I'll be singled out. You'll be like, look at that asshole. He's wearing green.
You gotta dress up.
Rarest Pepe.
You gotta dress up like as much John Cusack as you can for that day.
What, John Cusack, high fidelity.
Yeah.
highest of fidelities.
That or we do go like in Rare Pepe shirts.
I would fuck if I ever got my Yee shirt from that damn Etsy shop. I wouldn't fucking wear a Yee shirt.
Dude, I want to get concert. like an ugly Christmas sweater of like Yee Drake. You know, like the Hotline Bling, but with the Yee face.
Well, you should just get an ugly Christmas sweater of Robert Smith on the phone. On it.
I know. I saw that one, and I want to buy it, but I don't know. I don't know, man.
Oh, check it out. The Cure is going to be opened by 90s rock band, the New Radicals.
The New Radicals. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you don't remember that song? Actually, no, that song was really good, though. Yeah. But they're not opening by that because New Radicals broke up.
I mean, like, that's like completely a different group of people there. That'd be hilarious to watch.
I don't know if it's 90s and, like, I think
they're late 90s.
That's still kind of gothy, though, because you're from the 90s.
Yeah, but
the New Radicals. I was wearing a hat where you can't fucking see is goth.
Well, no, hold on. Because The Cure is basically like this generation kind of sees it as a meme thing, like a nostalgia thing, right? The
so
New Radicals.
Memes are nostalgia?
Wait, the New Radicals, the singer wears a bucket hat. Mm-hmm. Which is
so
seminal with
sad
boys.
Oh my god.
He's the original sad boy.
He's proto sad boy.
Oh my god.
What's his name?
He is
his
so
name?
Meta right now.
His name is Greg Alexander. Yeah. Greg. Fucking
fucking Greg. Sad boy for life.
Fucking Greg.
Fucking Greg. I looked at Wikipedia and he's fucking wearing a bucket hat so he can't see shit. It's fucking...
Just look at the aesthetic on the Wikipedia page and look at all those fuck boys. Except for the girl. She looks like she's just kind of there.
No, yeah, she's like whatever.
Jack Spice girl.
I'm wearing a yellow tank top. I don't give a fuck.
I'm not even
actually,
wearing
she's
a bra.
The one that broke with the band.
Yeah, she's not wearing a bra. You don't
she's
wear bras in the 90s.
No, of course not. Fuck bras. Yeah.
She actually broke up the band, which is really sad.
Really?
I don't know.
Did she Yoko that shit?
No, not Yoko. She was just like, I'm not going to go on tour. And they're like, oh, okay.
And they were like, oh, okay. We're all sad now because we're sad boys.
Yeah. Yeah, and it happened. You know who else is coming out with an album from the 90s that I can't actually wait for?
Mm-hmm.
Bloodhound Gang.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm so excited for that. Is it really?
Yeah, their fifth album is dropping in December.
What? That close? All right. Excited.
Yeah, their last stuff has been so quality too. Their last what was that? NSYNC member, their last single that they dropped had Joey Fatone on it.
The Fatone.
The Fat
Tone. The
yeah.
Fat one.
So, and it's actually a really good song too. Their stuff has been super quality.
Man, I'm excited.
And also they have I've already got it on pre-order, but they have their vinyl is coming out for that album. And the limited edition is a clear vinyl with a white haze that's supposed to simulate jizz.
Nice. Mm. That's everything that I expected from them.
Yeah.
They actually moved to Germany because they were tired of the U.S.
Dude, that fucking like vinyl looks so aesthetic. Just look at it.
Oh, God. On that note, we're gonna go for our break. We're aiming to keep this into a short show. But this is going to be Twill Distilled with her single Diva. We're going to include you can find Twill Distilled on SoundCloud, but we're including the link on the podcast link. Her album comes out next week. I'm excited about it, and I hope you enjoy it as well. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, yo, 12. What up, Dash Flow?
Well, thank you. I'm glad somebody gets up. Can you believe these clowns?
They don't understand. They're just not going to get it out
there. I don't think they ever are.
But we can tell them about it, though.
Dash Flow, you should tell them. Spit.
I got you.
Awesome. Take it away, man. Dash, dash. Let's go.
Throw shade at the ceiling while the bureaucrats respect the glass. Can I be successful in escaping the rejected cast? Too many homies around me afraid to clown. Feel failure trying to stay face like Vega trying to protect his mask. Swell up for you when you say make sure you won't let it pass. It's like people will view you as desperate. Reject merits when you show your work in the get. When you can best limits and look at the place of success. Fully I'm jet setting. Hit college with all of the best letters. Not ready to spice up the corporate ladder like red pepper. Correcting the peak. You viewed me as the exception to every rule about black folks that the parents fed them. Took it beyond all of my red lessons. Now they learn my name around the country. Because the music is spread, catching their minds. Keep doing you and keep getting ahead. Letting them know that you're here to stay as a diva who's excelling.
Sorry, I'm a sorry, I'm a D-I-V-A. A definite imprint of verses in array. And you could talk dirty, yeah, that's okay. Cause you're doing it to my back and not to my face. I got nothing to hide and I got nothing to lose. Cause all people so good, any fact that you try to tear me down. But it was never enough. Cause why you got nothing, I got the chance to beat it.
So that was Diva by Tool Distilled. It's actually good to hear some female nerdcore rap.
Ooh,
coming
females.
Out. Anyways, you can find that at the SoundCloud link on the podcast link. So we're going to go ahead and go into this very delicate subject, especially since Drea's here.
This is a really important subject to me.
Aside from goth and black clothes, this is like her life and alcohol.
This is literally my life. Like, the three things that I need in life is goth, alcohol, and this one subject.
Memes. We're here to talk about memes with Drea because I apparently have a double doctorate in memology. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I show her things and she's like, what?
Whatever. And
yeah, she's writing her thesis on memes. Mm-hmm. Which is her trying to predict the new meme of 2000.
Is it the new trending memes for 2016? You know, yeah. there's several things that are coming up, and yeah. I think they're promising.
I'm also a meme expert. I don't have an official degree, but I go on Fox News and yell about memes.
Now, we're going to take a retrospect back on the year. There's been a couple of memes that have been, you know, really out there. Mm-hmm. Drea, could you list your top three memes of 2015?
Okay, so far...
2005 meme.
This is part of the Space City Nerd Awards called the Spaceys.
Yes. We need to do like an end of year, you know, show and do the top things of Space City.
We will. Yeah, it's called the Spaceys. We're gonna have Kevin Spacey do it.
Awesome.
we're gonna dip Kevin Spacey in gold.
Yes.
But I think my top memes for the year is definitely the Yeezor.
But Yee was 2014.
No, but for this year, for me personally.
Ugh.
Okay. Because we can go way back in the day. This meme was, this was so old, and it just resurfaced for no reason.
So the Yeezor, if you guys haven't heard, was an Italian dinosaur cartoon that someone took 10 seconds of. Our song on the outro last time had a lot of Yee in it. That's kind of what Yee is.
Yeah. I mean,
Yee. And Drea went so far as to make a Yee pie, which actually looked like the face of a juggalo.
Shut up. It just looked like the fucking dinosaur bleeding from its orifices, and it was fantastic because it was meme and it was goth and it was fine.
Yeah, okay, I remember now. You all were talking about before the show, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Yes, I saw that photo.
I thought it was the great Malenko from ICP.
I don't even know ICP.
See, that's why you don't have a double doctorate like me in memology.
Oh, excuse me. Well, anyways, it's Yee. The second one will be Pepe, of course, because, you know, you can never have enough Pepes in your life.
Pepe exploded in 2015. Pepe was
It was the year of the Pepe. I could say it was the year of the Pepe.
It's because everybody was feeling it. 2015.
I think like a combination of the Fields guy and Pepe. That was like my OTP.
Yeah. Now, as a double memologist, I honestly like Pepe's original origins, where he was Poo Poo Pepe, mm-hmm. where it was him taking shits,
mm-hmm. and smearing shit.
Yeah, yep. And then, yeah.
I actually follow the original artist that created Pepe on Tumblr. He actually has pretty cool work. It's pretty out there.
Really?
Yeah, and the web comic that he did?
I forgot the name of the web comic. If I find it, I'll link it to you guys. But it's really good. It's really crude and out there.
I wonder if that guy needs to, like, trademark Pepe.
I don't think he
and
can.
And then the t-shirts.
Because it would be so fucking hard to trademark a meme in general.
Yeah, you can't.
No, he's the original artist, though.
Yeah, but how can you control that whenever it exploded like it did?
Merchandising.
Yeah.
You start selling Pepe shirts and people are like, oh, look, it's Pepe. Let's buy that. You know? It's like the Nyan Cat guy. He actually is from Houston, I believe.
Yep. Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's cool.
I didn't meet him, but like a few. Did you met him, right?
I met him. Yeah. He was a jerk.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, he was a jerk. But I made Nyan Cat. I'm like, bitch, no one gives a shit.
Yeah. See, Dre, this is why I have a double doctorate in memology. I know geographical origins of these, you know, memes.
You mean you're like an archaeologist for memes?
My thesis was meme locations and their origins versus sad, you know, fuckboys that use them.
Anthropolemist.
Anthropolemist.
So what is your third favorite meme?
My third favorite, I think, oh my god, it has to be fucking Hotline Bling right now, because I fucking...
What's your favorite one? Because I fucking like the pizza. That was very cool.
Oh, the one where they do that, the video for, like, Take On Me.
Oh, yes, I've saw that.
That's
one.
That's my favorite one.
And I like the one when they juxtapose Elaine from Seinfeld when she was, like, doing her spaz house dance.
Yes,
that was really good.
It's fucking amazing.
I'd like to take a different approach with the Hotline Bling meme. Mm-hmm. And my favorite one, hands down, has to be KK Bling.
KK Bling.
Which is Animal Crossing's KK Slider covering it.
No, my mine is the country song that I found that they...
Oh, the cover?
Yeah. They used to call me on my cell phone.
I come from Santa Fe, Texas, which is ruled by country music, so I did not find that very, you know, off-putting. Or I found it off-putting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was triggered.
Yeah,
I was triggered by country music.
It reminds me of, you know, flags that shouldn't be flying right now.
Are you talking about that rainbow flag, son?
Yeah, the rainbow flag. Oh, man. The Duke of Hazzard's flag, whatever they call him. General Lee.
Man.
No. So, Drea, since you've dedicated the last couple of months into studying the logistics of memes and how they're delivered to you, where do you think most of the memes come from?
Where do they come from? That's a really hard question.
They come from 4chan.
They come from Udemy.
Yeah. Well, no. Because, like, I feel like websites like Dig and, like, Tumblr have played a really big part in, like, supporting 4chan.
And spreading them.
Yeah, and spreading them. But, like, yeah, 4chan is the main source of it. But I feel like all these other websites have helped, you know, spread it.
It's You're the Man Now, dog.
Oh, I thought it was Fugly.com.
Fugly.com. Fark.
Yes.
Something awful.
E-bombs world.
E-bombs something awful world. Created freaking whatchamacallit, Slenderman. So yeah.
Also Facebook. Facebook has helped a lot.
Yeah. And I have this theory that somehow, because it's left so long and its AI brain has been completely mutated and its quote like source code has been completely, you know, just been abused and everything, that most memes come from the Space Jam website.
Yes.
Dude, are they going to revive that website?
No.
No, they better not. And when they make
can.
Space Jam... I know, that's what I'm talking about.
When they make
it's become its own sentient being.
When they make Space Jam 2, with LeBron James, they need to make a website just like that.
I bet you the singularity is going to come from the Space Jam 2.
Yeah. You're going to look outside and the sky will be like the background of the Space Jam site. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh my God. And then you just hear that. Exactly. Doo, 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 doo. Hey, you.
In MIDI form.
Yes.
Dude, oh my God. Can you please find me like a Space Jam vaporwave mix? I would really appreciate it.
I will find that.
Why don't you just make it?
Because I don't know music.
Yeah, you know, if I had any musical talent, I will squander it by making meme songs.
And dude, I will fucking meme out everything if I knew how to fucking compose something. That would be amazing. You would never stop hearing from my meme mixes.
I would like to point out the, what's his name? JVC, J-A-Y-V-C-E-E
mm-hmm.
on YouTube. He always provides some amazing tutorials on how to do everything that you need.
Okay, 2016, look up for my new project. It's gonna be a meme wave. So yeah, that's meme gonna wave. Happen. Meme wave.
All right, well, thank you, amateur undergrad in memology, Drea, for, you know, providing your outlooks on memes.
With
stay
a
tuned for, yeah. Stay tuned for more memes in 2016, which she didn't even predict what was going to be big.
No, I'm not predicting anything. It's a surprise. You have to be surprised with it.
It's going to come from Snapchat.
It's just going to come from you, and you're just going to have to take it.
Whatever. Anyways, moving on. This weekend, December 5th, we are doing the Extra Life Marathon. There is a list of at least 30 games that we're going to be looking into playing. Not all of them will be played. Some of them will be audience participation. And we'd like to thank Nobi Public House, for providing us with a delicious dinner. We're going to have some Vietnamese food out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Sorry.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be drunkenness, absinthe, and Nobi.
Absinthe and whiskey.
And video games. So
I'm just going to have a giant jug, and I'll just pour absinthe and whiskey into it, and we're all going to take sips of that jug.
Oh, man.
It sounds like you make it sound like we're going to be a suicide cult that day.
Yes. It sounds like a suicide cult.
It's like a jug.
It's like, here. You sip this. Hey. What, you know that Jamestown cult? You know why... Mm-hmm. You know why people don't make jokes about that cult?
Why?
Oh, God. Because the punchline is too long.
Oh, that's horrid.
We got a real morbid in here. Real morbid hours.
Oh, man. So, I think that's going to be about it.
Yeah. So, check out spacingnerd.com on Facebook and please donate. Donate. We are fueled by your money, and that money goes to children.
Directly, we don't see any of it.
No, the idea of money going to children fuels us. that sounds so wrong.
The idea of us healing kids by using funds that we raise through playing 24 hours straight of video games is what fuels us during those 24 hours.
If we get $2,000, I swear I am gonna get a fucking bucket and I'm gonna put absinthe and whiskey in it, and we're going to take all sip.
You heard it here first. So Ryan will get completely messed up for you if we get a team total of...
Are you going to record this for other purposes? Because that would be awesome.
It's going to be streaming, and it's going to be on YouTube.
I'm
going
to get a bucket, and nice. I'm gonna put it there. I'm going to write lechuga on the side of the bucket.
Dude, you just made a new mixed drink.
Absinthe and whiskey in a bucket is the lechuga.
I'm trying to see where we're at right now. So
no, we're far cry from $2,000.
How much? Because I know I have 100 and something.
Okay, let's look.
Let us get it, cause lechuga.
Yes.
Oh, God, I just got it.
God damn it. God damn it, Drea. No, we're only $404.
That's 1600.
So if you give us 1600, we are gonna make the drink lechuga, and we're gonna drink it live on air.
Yes.
While singing Space Jam.
Treya, you should go ahead and start your own Extra Life page and add it to our team.
Do it.
And then try to get all the betas that follow you to donate money.
Welcome to all my beta fans.
You know what? You know what? There is a group out there who are Betamax aficionados, and they call themselves betas, and they don't like that term.
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about.
Oh, I thought not like alpha beta males.
Now I'd like to, before we go, I'd like to have Rex tell us what his top three memes of 2015 are.
Yes, please educate me.
Rex is dead.
Oh man.
Oh, we can't. He can't partake of the lechuga because he's. We gotta think of a gluten-free lechuga.
He can. Lechuga is a vegetable.
That's true. That is true. That's true. It's a crispy green vegetable.
Yeah.
It's crisp and green.
Well, no, wait. Absinthe isn't green. Gluten.
Mm-hmm. Whiskey is.
No, it's not. It's distilled.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. Okay, so, I'm not a glutenologist here.
So, no, because we were looking at this. I was like, man, Rex, how are we going to do this? Because I showed him the Sherrywood whiskey thing that we have. Mm-hmm. And he's like, man, I really want this, blah, blah, and all this stuff. And we went on Google, and it said that any liquor that has been distilled is practically gluten-free.
Nice.
Because of the fact that it gets distilled, and that takes all the gluten out.
That sounds okay, great.
Yeah. Well, Rex was supposed to join us, but we can't hear him, so we can't get his opinion on the top three memes of 2015.
His top three memes are sad boys, fuck boys, and fuck sad boys.
But that's not all. That's not memes. That's just like, you know, I don't know. It's just people.
Memes are people too.
Memes are people. All memes matter.
All memes matter. Hashtag all memes matter.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay, my microphone was busted. You missed.
Oh man.
I had no idea. Fucking Christ.
Rex, you missed a whole 20 minutes on memes.
I tried to hop in when y'all were talking about betas because I actually have a really close friend that's like very involved in the Betamax subculture, and it's ridiculous. And I'm so jealous of him. Like, it's one of those things, like, we spent so long in our like early adulthood. Like, it's one of the dumbest things to quest over. But like, our holy grail was finding like a pristine working Betamax player. And he finally found one about like a year ago, and a Betamax camcorder, and all he does is sit around and like make weird video mixtapes now, and I'm so fucking jealous.
Really? I had a Betamax player at my house and I threw it away.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Why did you throw it away?
Why would you throw that away?
I don't want anything beta in my house.
I don't even take any vitamins because I don't want no beta carotene in my body.
Christ.
The only vitamin I take are beta blockers.
Beta blockers. God damn it.
God damn it.
God damn it.
You're an idiot.
Oh, man. My favorite meme of 2015 was not sad boys, sad boys, sad boys.
Sad boy, fuck boy, sad fuck boy.
Sad boys, fuck boys, and sad fuck boys. Nice.
Which one is the top, though? Which one, like, from rank? Like, fuck which boys. One will be, you know?
Fuck boys, right?
Yeah, definitely fuck boys. I like them.
Fuck boys.
I like
fuck boys too. They're my favorite.
I'm gonna wear. I'm not. I was gonna make a promise. I was gonna say I'm gonna wear a black bucket hat at the Cure concert. Like, no, I'm not gonna do that.
Right.
Yeah, and have like the Cure in like katakana or something.
Kuyura. Kuyura. God damn it. So, what's your favorite meme?
I like the one that didn't take off very much, where it was a screen cap of something. It was like a Hideo Kojima game produced by Hideo Kojima, directed by Hideo Kojima.
Oh yeah,
that was great, because as somebody that spent over 100 hours playing Metal Gear Solid 5, that really does pop up on the screen about every 15 to 20 minutes.
You can't hide from Hideo.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Hey, Rex, are you going to go to The Cure in Houston?
Probably.
Because on Friday, we're all pulling together and grabbing tickets for it.
Yeah, I would like to do that. I need to see how much money I have on Friday, though, because it's also Christmas time. And
oh, man, I would love that. The Space Theater trip to The Cure.
It would be fun.
Morrissey is going to open up.
Oh.
Good.
A Morrissey cover band named Boris. And it's a Russian man, so it's Morrissey. Oh,
panic on the streets of Moscow.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. And Melt Banana's coming with Napalm Death and the Melt.
I know. I saw that.
I'm so excited.
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
The Melvins.
On April Fool's Day.
So it might not even happen.
No, it's going to happen because it's just the Houston date happens to fall on April Fool's Day. I found out that they were going on tour together like yesterday. So.
Well, I know you're all hyped up and full of energy, but we've been drinking this whole time and we've been on for over an hour.
Good.
We're going to go ahead and cut it short and just let Rex take the show for another half an hour.
Sweet. I've actually got some, I'm going to get an interview with a diaper fur lined up for this next segment. So.
Oh, okay. So can you ask them how they feel about being parallels to adult goths?
Yeah, I can do that.
Because furries are basically adult goths.
No! It's steampunk people. But no, it's goths who discover brown.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That's what happens.
No, I'm talking adult goths are basically furries.
A goth. No! They're called agoths.
Agoths.
No, the defend pop punk people are basically furries.
Yeah. I do have to agree with that one.
Hey, Rex, before we go, is there anything you wanted to talk about tonight?
So Sweary65's cat bit him.
Oh, yeah, I read y'all that.
Saw the article. Yeah. His cat named H.R. Geiger, which, of course, Sweary65 has a fucking cat named H.R. Geiger. It's a 19-year-old cat. It bit him earlier today, but it didn't hurt because it doesn't have teeth because it's so old. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and I shared the article, and he liked it because sometimes he likes my things on
Facebook. He wished me a happy birthday.
He did too. He's always, for the past 2 years, he's always the first person to wish me happy birthday, like right at like whenever midnight is in Japan, and it just makes me feel so fucking special. Like I really, the guy, of course, the guy that made Deadly Premonition is one of the best like people alive today. You know, like he's just like a really nice, sweet guy. And if you can't tell,
you need to talk to him too.
I do sometimes, but it's never anything like, oh, hey, let me do an interview. It's mostly like, hey, have you seen such and such Nicolas Cage movie? Oh yeah, that one was really good. Or like I do talk to him sometimes.
Yeah, no, I'm not just, you know, culture that relationship with him. Maybe you'll be in the next Deadly Premonition.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It'll be about a skinny guy from Sagin with Zach in his head.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think on that note, it's been a good meme-filled show, whatever that means. And
thank you, Rex.
Funny.
Thank you once again for listening to SEN 104 meme. I think on behalf of myself, Drea, Rex, and Ryan, good night, Space City.
And Lakers drink Lechuga.